The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.
Midland on The Wolf.
102.9 The Wolf. Hey, good morning. We are The Wolf Wake Up Crew. I'm Greg Thunder. It's Mandy. It's PT. And yesterday was, it's weird because it was President's Day. It was National Drink Wine Day, which President's Day, and that just doesn't seem to equate with one another. But one of the things that came out in this study about wine, one of our favorite types of wine, there's Merlot, Zinfandel, Chardonnay, Riesling, and Pinot Noir. Those are the five favorites. But one of the things in the study was interesting, 3% of us cry every time we drink it. We were talking about this off the air yesterday in the other room. We didn't get to it on the show yesterday. And I said, oh, yeah, that's me. I do that.
I remember basically turning around and almost getting whiplash when I looked at Greg and I said, what?
I mean, why? Is it every time? So my thing is it every time you drink wine?
Well, Mandy had a good idea that we call my girlfriend Jess and get...
Let's get her take on this.
All right. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Jess, we need you to explain something for us.
Oh, okay.
So we're having this conversation yesterday because it's National Wine Day. And I read out loud that 3% of people cry every time that they drink wine.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And then Greg just, like, out of nowhere admits to us that he actually cries every time that he drinks wine. And we have to know why.
Every single time. Yeah.
Is it because he's drinking too much? Is it because the wine brings up some feelings about certain events in his life? Like, what is it?
You know, I think he's just such a level-headed guy day to day that when he gets a chance to relax, you know, the emotions kind of come to the surface. And it
I just keep them all bottled in.
I can't believe that I'm relaxing right now.
Now, Mandy, you should talk because every time we get together, which has only been a handful of times, but every time you start this kind of crying jag about how happy you are, and you don't even need alcohol.
Okay,
I mean, that's the thing. You don't even need alcohol to start on this crying binge of being so happy that you're here in a major radio market now.
Okay, see, when you put it that way, it totally makes sense to me. So I was kind of wondering if maybe it was the same thing.
I mean, Jess, are these happy tears or is it sad? Tell us about the emotions
Guys,
that you feel like.
She
Greg.
Beats me. Oh. She beats me when I drink wine.
No, it's always happy. He typically with just a couple glasses, it usually starts with how happy he is that we're together and our relationship and where we're going, and it's really very sweet. After a few more glasses of wine, they're pretty much are no limits. It can be about the dogs, the weather.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful. The dogs, they're panting, and I would just hold them and just, I love them.
Are you being serious? Is there any way, okay, do me a favor, because I've actually done this with Jason before.
Yeah.
The next time this happens, is there any way that you could just maybe secretly hit record on the voice memo on your phone and maybe get some audio for us?
Oh, for sure. It's probably going to happen like 10 hours from now. So.
Oh, my gosh, tonight. Yes.
Yeah, probably. What time do you need that? We can get that to you probably by about 5:30 tonight.
I'll be waiting.
I think in my defense, and I'm not apologetic about it, because I do feel like I'm fairly level-headed, but, you know, a couple glasses of wine, and I'm relaxing, and I'm with my favorite person, favorite gal. Actually, we're always, when this happens, at home, and I just get kind of misty, because I, you know, had a couple bad relationships, and we're just happy, and we're in a good place, like Jess says, and we're going to a good place, too.
That's very sweet.
I think, you know, it sounds like there's a level of, you know, being grateful and being, like, incredibly grateful. I think that's where some of this comes from, Jess. Your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. Gratitude is huge with us, and I think those emotions are always close to the surface.
Do you think that he's ever grateful for me and you, PT?
I'd say 97% Jess, and then maybe 2% his job and 1% us.
I'm usually talking about you two and crying about it. Like, oh my God, you won't believe what they did today.
I would like to believe that he might actually say, I am so happy to be working with two people who love this business so much and they're so passionate about what they do and they make my job so easy every single day. Is there any truth to that?
I'm pretty sure I've heard that once or twice.
That takes about 7 glasses, though, before we get there.
That's like the full box.
All right, and then sweetheart. It's yes, the full box, yes. Yes, full box effect. Sweetheart, I love you. Thank you for coming on with us.
Have a good morning.
Okay, you too. Not ashamed to say it. Not ashamed.
You cry every time.
Not every time. It's a little misty sometimes.
It makes for an easy gift from us to him, a work gift. Just a box of tissue.
And a box of wine.
Bubble bath.
True. All right. I don't know if it'll make you cry or not, winning your Stars and Guitars tickets. We're also going to be in Savage tonight, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
We're going to run it all down for you on how you can get your hands on your Stars and Guitars tickets coming up 3 minutes away right here in The Wolf.
You're waking up with The Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.